You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
So when you fortify something, it is the practice of erecting defense walls. I'm not going to let anyone get in. In the emotional realm, you would say, I'm not gonna trust anybody. So I erect a defense wall. When you've been hurt by a man, I will never trust a man again. You erect a fortified defense wall. It's the practice of doing so. And you keep doing that, and nothing is penetrable.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Identifying Spiritual Bunkers. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 2 through 6.
Thank you, Lord. Do not get comfortable with your secret societies. You may think you're okay, but you will be stripped in the midst of everyone. Glory to God. If a leopard was given wings to fly, should he take them? If a leopard was given wings to fly, should he take the wings? I say no, because he's too heavy in the air. He's Lord and master of the earth, and he can do a lot of things, like hoist his prey up in the trees and dine on them without anyone knowing it. And he's fast and swift, but in the air, he's too clumsy to fly and to move. He weighs too much weight to move. No bird weighs his weight. An eagle could take him out easily. A hawk could kill him easily. But just a peregrine falcon can come and rip him up because he's not smooth up there. He wasn't designed to be up there. Amen. Just like you weren't designed to be in the heavens. Yes, we take flight, but you're not designed to fly on your own. You weren't designed to do that. You go up there, gravity is going to bring you down. And if you go up there in your spirit without being covered by Jesus, the principalities and the powers, the raptors of that realm will crash you. So come out of your corners and come out of your stogies and come out of your fog houses and come out of your vaping and get on the earth and let God deal with you. Learn how to handle your issues without any help by those drug type issues, and let God deal with you one day at a time. Come on, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking for you. Give me the strength to everything that I have to do. Yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus. And tomorrow may never be mine. Hallelujah. I need you to help me just one day at a time. So because Jesus spoiled the principalities, we have authority. But remember, you must go up to the second heaven through the blood of Jesus and his authority. So what is a spiritual stronghold or bunker? Another word for bunker is citadel. Here's another one, a fort. Here's another one, a castle. Here's another one, a fortress. You mean to tell me that we can have a fortress in our minds? A castle in our minds? A fort, a fortified spot in our minds that's hard to penetrate. A citadel? A bunker in your mind? Crafted, made, engineered, worked, and it's in your mind that nothing can get out and nothing can come in. That's why I've always told the church it is dangerous in a local church to have a made-up mind. What you need is a mind that's renewed. Because once your mind is made up, and you won't turn back. Even the preacher can't preach you into another day. You have to be able to look at a situation, and if there's a better way, we're not talking about biblical. Bible is always true. But if there's a better way of doing it, can't you adopt it? I know I was tied to BlackBerry. I was tied to BlackBerry. I loved it. I loved the name. I loved the way they produced stuff. And I went to Nextel. I was tied to Nextel. I loved to be able to, like a walkie-talkie, and use my phone like that. But then in 2007, one of our members, his name was Jesse Smith, was out in the foyer, and he was flipping photos and showing us some new technology. And he was looking at us. I didn't know he worked for Apple. I didn't know he was about to psyop us. He was about to use propaganda and this thing called the iPhone to shift us. So he was showing us the iPhone, but he was looking at us while he was doing it to see our reaction. Because I looked up. I was fascinated, but I looked up at him, and he was looking at people while he was. And that's what people do when they want to get you over. They're watching your reactions. That's what sales folk do. They look at your reaction when they show you some fabric. Don't touch it. That's what girls do when they want their daddy to do something. Daddy, what you think? Am I telling the truth? It's advertisement. That man was flipping through this phone. I never saw photos because I always thought you had to push buttons, but he showed swipes. I was tired of pushing buttons. But he said you can swipe it through your photos. You don't need a photo album now. What? We were raised on photo albums. What do you mean? We have volumes. We have, I think, what do they call them? What do they call the things you hold your photos, your natural photos in? Photo albums, right? We have albums. So you don't need that now. You can download them and store them in the cloud. In the cloud? I came from the old world, in the cloud. That man was flipping it. He said, this is the iPhone. It's going to change the world. I said, whoa. So show me. And I had to make a mental decision to divorce myself from BlackBerry. And it was hard. It was calling me. It was calling me. Every time I walked away, it was calling my name. Come back to me. Come back. How do you reject me? I was there with you when you were just learning how to use a phone. I took you from the people. Before we had iPhones, we had beepers, right? I thought that was great technology, man. Man, I'm getting beeped. Made me feel important. We used to have a movie camera and a phone and a beeper. Now it's all in one. Well, you have to forget what you used to embrace that. And it's hard. Well, young people that grew up with an iPhone after 2007, you don't even really know, you know nothing about that confusion. You just transition into it. But for some of us, it took a mental adjustment. I didn't trust it. And I'm glad I'm a little leery of it because I'm watching what it's doing now. One of the worst things you can do is give a child from the age of 1 to 5 a cell phone. It stops them from using their mind. They're enthralled. And when you're enthralled, you stop working. Entertainment means you're stuck. You're gazing. You don't grow when there's entertainment. Yet it's a multi-billion dollar industry. You never grow when you're entertained. You never grow when you go to a concert. You never grow when you watch an idol walking across the street. You never do that when you see people doing this and that. You just stare at them. And that's what the Lord is trying to rescue us from. That's what he's trying to rescue us from, because many of us are still stuck since we got technology. So the citadel, the bunker, can be in your mind, and the open gate of it could be accessing the things you didn't pay for. So I want to talk about a fort or fortification. Fortification, or to fortify an area, is the practice of erecting defense walls. The practice of erecting defense walls around a city or an important spot. So when you fortify something, it is the practice of erecting defense walls. I'm not going to let anyone get in. I'm not going to let anyone get in. In the emotional realm, you would say, I'm not going to trust anybody. So I erect a defense wall. When you've been hurt by a man, I will never trust a man again. You erect a fortified defense wall. It's the practice of doing so. And you keep doing that, and you keep doing that, and nothing is penetrable. You become impenetrable. You become that kind of wall or that kind of emotion that doesn't allow anything to get out. You feel comfortable, but really you created a prison. Oh my God. For yourself and for your destiny. It will protect you from the enemy's attack, but it also isolates you. It isolates you from goods and services. Well, you should be a bridge to create a business model, and that is somebody can come in with goods and services, you can purchase them, and then you can sell goods and services, and the bridge helps you to keep that relationship. But if you have a fortified wall, you won't be able to erect a business or to start a business, even an emotional one, because you're only protecting yourself. Parenting is like that a lot of times. We allow walls to go up because we're protecting our kids from the world. But they got to go into the world. So we got to let down the gate a little bit and let them experience it. And then they're able to come back. And then they experience it and they're able to come back. Because that's good parenting. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Same with church. If you had a pastor that had a camcorder every time you left the house, and trying to find out what you're doing and preaching about, you got to get your dress right. You got to get them earrings out. And you never were able to experience the Holy Ghost on your own. First time you leave this church, you'll go to hell in a handbasket, because when you go to New York or Atlanta and you're blown away with everything that's going on, your heart will run after it. If you don't have good teaching, you make a mistake, you'll never know how to get back. That's why we got to teach a practical gospel and a biblical one. Jesus saves. Amen. To the uttermost, to the guttermost, he saves. Amen. He will pick you up and turn you around, and you need to say hallelujah, hallelujah, because Jesus saves. I want you to think about a spiritual fort or a spiritual stronghold. It's a mental or a emotional space that's controlled. Write this down. It's controlled, even monitored. It's overseen by a spiritual enemy. I want to say it again. A spiritual fort or stronghold is a mental or emotional space that's controlled, monitored, overseen by a spiritual enemy of yours. So the devil can't possess believers. But what he can do is take ground in your mind, erect walls, fortify those walls so nothing comes in or goes out, and he occupies and oversees that space. Thank you, Lord. One of the things Putin is trying to do, he came into Ukraine, he wanted to take a certain territory that he controls. So he violated their borders by sending troops and tanks and guns and weaponry to take ground. And from that perspective, even though it is not his by right, he's able to control it, even its air. What comes in and what goes out, and he's the enemy of Ukraine. It's the same way with the enemy. He doesn't have your whole body. He just wants a fortified spot. Just one piece of turf. Just one corner of your mind. Just a little space, because you were hurt and you didn't fix it. So you open it up. He came in, seized it, then built walls around it, fortified it, made it a citadel, made it a bunker, made you think you're okay to have it because it keeps you safe, but then you don't know who's watching over it, who's overseeing it. It's being controlled not by God. It's being controlled by your enemy, the enemy of your soul. He's able to see when your soul is healing. He's able to do some reconnaissance to see what's going on in your spirit. He can see from that fortified spot. He can manipulate you, even though he didn't possess you. He can control your choices, who you select to be in a relationship with, who you select to be in a marriage with. You say, oh, I'm just marrying for love. But you don't know what pushed you, what manipulated you to go here. It was a place, a mental issue that happened years ago that caused you to not yield that spot to God. And here goes the enemy, even monitoring your movements from the territory that he took. Thank you, Lord. Well, I didn't let the devil know what I'm doing. No, he doesn't have to know everything you're doing. He's got a spyglass. He put a camera in there. He can tell when you go to the bathroom. He can tell when you're eating lunch. He can tell when you had an argument. He can tell your tendency. He can track your movements and manipulate others to give you what you want. But he's going to snatch out what you have. I hate the devil, because he's so smooth, you wouldn't know it. While you mad, Clark, he's building a fortified wall. And while you're yielding, whoever you are, he's building one with you too. We got to watch the manipulator. M-A-N-I-P-U, later, later, later. Manipulator. Should do a rap song. M-A-N-I-P-U, later, later, later. Manipulator. M-A-N-I-P-U, later. Manipulator. Controlling us through small strongholds, but fortified ones. Turning it into a bunker. At 11 o'clock, I'm going to deal with the bunker buster anointing. Because God is about to blow up some bunkers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He doesn't like God's plan for you. He doesn't like the fact that he's giving you dominion alongside of him to rule. I'm using that word strategically. to rule in this earth. He doesn't like it. So he's going to do everything he can to disrupt it. He didn't like the fact that you're ruling alongside of God. You think you're cool because you think you're hidden, but you're being controlled and manipulated. Strongholds are directing you, not the Holy Ghost. Not the leading of the Spirit. Strongholds. One of the things they do with drones, this is the power of drones, and you're going to see them magnified over the next 15 years. America and the world is about to become a very dangerous spot, okay? Because with a drone, you don't have to be there physically. All you got to do is through remote control. It's fly it. It ascends, it picks up speed, and you can examine a house without being there. You can fly a drone. You can see when people leave the home and when they come home. You can even track movement. Or you can send some type of ordinance. That's what's happening. A lot of times when you see they just took out somebody in Iran. They just took out somebody in Iraq. Wow, how do they do that? They sent a drone. No man-made, nobody's in the drone. It's remote control. They're looking at it. This is how the enemy is working in our lives when he has a stronghold. He's able to detect movements because the homing device is in you. The ping is coming from you. He occupies the dwelling. He puts something in you, a chip in you, a chip. He can track it. Just like we have with our animals, we have two Belgian Malinois. Her name is Akita and Luke, right? But they have chips in them. In other words, if she got out, she got out one time and just went over to the river there and started swimming. She should have been named Ruby or Rubicon. I'm telling you, man, that she's fearless. She's fearless. You can fire a gun, pow, she doesn't go, she just stands there. If it's raining, she doesn't try to go and get out of the rain. She'll stand there as long as you stand. Just staring at you. And if you walk, she doesn't have to turn her head like that. She turns her eyes. This is a bad dog, man. Listen to me. But she has a chip in her. In other words, if she got lost, we can track her. They just scan it. That's how the enemy is dropping stuff in us. Through strongholds. He's got a chip in you. He can track everywhere you go. You need to tell the devil you're not a dog. You're not his pet. You should be free in God, whom the Son sets free. They're not just free from their past sin. They're free from strongholds that can go with you even after your salvation. That's why Paul is talking to a mature church, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought against the obedience. Strongholds are aiming at your obedience. So the devil doesn't like God's plan to make us dominant. The dominant ones in this world, taking dominion and ruling alongside with God. So the enemy seeks to corrupt that relationship. Number one, he impedes the progress or progress for us. The word impede means to hinder. I-M-P-E-D-E. He hinders. He's not going to stop it. He just frustrates it. He hinders progress. And for some of us, if we don't see progress, we don't have enough tenacity or resilience to keep going. We have to see progress or we will get bored And the enemy knows that if he has a stronghold. So he will impede progress because you still talking about, I know God told me, but it hadn't come. So I'll fix it myself. I'll be like Abraham. I'll create my own blessing. We read these things in the Bible, but we don't apply them to our lives. God told Abraham, you will have a son. I'm going to bless you. Instead of him waiting on the Lord, he said, well, I'll make my own. Here comes an Ishmael, which wars against the promise because he just couldn't wait. And it impedes the progress. What I mean by that is Ishmael started picking at Isaac. He was older. So when Isaac comes along, the promise is with Isaac, but Ishmael started picking at him, like slapping him upside the head and treating him harsh. Just like when you get out in yourself, your Ishmael will start picking at the promise and misusing it, slapping it. You're not going to manifest. Who do you think you are? And the Bible says Ishmael was more rugged. He was a wild ass of a man. That's what the scripture says. In other words, he was hostile.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Identifying Spiritual Bunkers, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, it is almost that time for Expectancy, Expect Greater, the 2024 Awaken Women's Conference. We are excited and know our expectations will not be denied on Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th, right here at Truth Revealed. Registration is still open. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app or website for more information. Women's Sunday School is still every Sunday at 10 a.m., so join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary. Get ready to increase your faith level and tag up to God with Relentless Prayers. Relentless will meet in the sanctuary this Friday, September 20th at 7 p.m. Married and engaged couples, join the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined session on Saturday, September 21st at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided.
Save the date, Saturday, October 5th, for Recruiter for the Kingdom, the Ambassadors for Christ Evangelism Training Day. The training is free and designed to equip us with insightful tools to become effective kingdom recruiters as each one reaches one. It will all take place at Truth Revealed. T-shirts and TR tumblers are available for purchase. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app or the website for more information. Scan the QR code in the foyer to register today.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Thank you.